Here's a look at Cranford Radio headlines for the week of February 19th, and a look ahead at your weekend. For the fifth consecutive week, the number of active COVID cases in Cranford has declined. As of February 17th, there were 53 active cases, with 26 of those being new cases since February 11th. The Township Committee is soliciting expressions of interest from developers for the North Avenue Gateway area near the intersection of Springfield Avenue. Mayor Kathleen Miller-Prunty said the solicitation will have no cost to the town and is non-binding. She said a series of Q&A sessions will be held to present ideas and for residents to share their thoughts. The Cranford High School baseball team was ranked number 3 in the Mid-Atlantic region of the United States and tops in New Jersey in a poll by representatives of the National High School Baseball Coaches Association. The poll, featured in Baseball America, listed the top 50 high school programs in the country. Speaking of CHS sports, Friday afternoon, the basketball teams are scheduled to be in action on the road, with the girls facing Westfield and the boys playing Hillside. The bowlers will be facing Elizabeth, and the hockey squad takes on Governor Livingston at night. Another busy day on Saturday with the girls' basketball team in Summit and the boys' basketball team in New Providence. The Cougars skate against Nutley Saturday evening. Sunday, the track team participates in the Union County meet in Toms River. Look for a mix of freezing rain, sleet, and snow on Friday, and it will become all snow after 2 and continue into the evening. An inch or two of accumulation is expected. Friday's high, 34. The sun will be out Saturday and Sunday, highs both days around 35. Nighttime lows from the upper teens to the mid-20s. Cranford Fire and Ice takes place Saturday afternoon downtown. From noon until 4, pick up a half dozen wings at downtown restaurants and then vote for your favorite. Between 1 and 3, you can enjoy those wings at the gazebo while watching an ice carver at work. For more area events, visit Cranford.com. News provided by Tap into Cranford. For Cranford Radio, I'm Bernie Wagenblast.